The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
It's always fun to be here with all of you, so thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll continue to do so for weeks, months, and years to come. So it's kind of shocking when Melody and I talk and we think about how long we've been doing this. But
that is totally crazy. Like, time is flying.
Exactly. I get why people, we've been on the radio 10 years now. It's like, oh my gosh, it seems like a couple years. But some of you, I think, have actually been with us since the very beginning, and thank you for hanging in with us for so long. And, you know, I'm actually reminded of just a quick story. This lady, Melody wasn't going to tell me this, but our sales manager, Danny, did. Some lady called in, and she said, oh my gosh. She goes, I love that Melody on Crossroads. She's great. And she goes, and that other guy. So hello, everybody. I'm the other guy. So if you're listening in, good thing Melody's here today. Otherwise, you might just be tuning me out, right?
I know. Gosh, you would just have to listen to the other guy.
Yeah, jeez. Well, there you go. So for now, I'll just be like, welcome to Crossroads of Health. I'm the other guy, and we have Melody. So anyway.
That was too funny. I was just like, oh, man.
But, you know, Melody and I are unique and different. You know, she's female and male, obviously, but we're just different personalities. And, you know, I'm sure I connect with some people in Melody. And truth is, we just want to connect as a whole through the radio show. But we're just happy you're listening, period. So anyway, before we go on, I want to have Melody remind everybody how they can connect us. So Melody, why don't you remind them?
Well, the main hub that you can find pretty much everything, every connecting point to us, is on the internet through www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So that's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There's a link there to the ultralaboratories.com website. Now, as you know, if you've been listening in, we're a CGMP manufacturing facility. We make all of our own products here in Southern California. And the ultralaboratories.com website is purely informational. We don't sell any of our products through there. But if you want more information, you can find it there. There's also a where to buy link on there. So if you want to find a local health food store to walk into, you can certainly do that. But just know that each of those health food stores nationwide, they're all going to carry a different mix of our products. If you want to buy everything or have access to everything and anything that we make, then there's a link on the where to buy and also on crossroadsofhealthradio.com to shopnaturalproducts.com. And that's our web affiliate, and they carry every single product we make. But by being one of our listeners, when you tune in, whatever we're focused on that week, we've got a couple products usually that we're going to give you the science behind and just give you some good information, general information too, about what's going on in the industry or new scientific breakthroughs for health. On shopnaturalproducts.com, when you listen to the whole show, we're going to give out a code that applies to the products that we're talking about today that will give you an additional discount off that 25% when you type it in at checkout. So there's also a link to facebook.com. We've got a lot more listeners now too, Rick, that we're getting like more likes each week. So thank you guys for liking us.
We like that you like us.
Yes, and we like you for liking us, and we like you anyway. So this is great. And then you can also email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. Lots of ways to connect with us.
There you go. So, and most of you know, every week we have our talking points where we discuss things that Melody and I have been reading. They're just kind of interesting to us and hopefully interesting to you. And then we have our getting to know you, which we do at the end of the show, which is just interesting little facts and things about Melody and me from when we were young and silly things we did. And so hopefully we've got some what will be interesting.
We're still young, Rick. We're still young.
That's right. I'm only 50. I'm like, my girl's like, wow, you're 50. So I don't know if I told you guys on the air, but my brother and I, we remember we bought my dad this mug when we were kids. It says, nifty to be 50. And so my brother, actually, who's my COO, he still has that mug and he drinks coffee out of the mug some days. And I'm like, man, it seems like you know, just so long ago when he bought that mug for Dad. Now, wow, they could buy me a mug. They haven't, but anyway, my daughters could buy me a mug like that. So anyway, I feel like I'm a young 50. So
yes.
Anyway, we'll see how that.
Are you a nifty 50?
Well, I hope so. Actually, you know what? Julie, my wife, when she had a 50th surprise birthday party, she said, "Oh, it's nifty to be 50 under the curtain."
Oh, that's awesome. And saying,
"Oh, that was cool."
That cool little connecting point.
I think that might still be up there. I'm not sure. I go, "Do you want to leave that up there?" She goes, "Oh, the whole year." I'm like, "Okay." So anyway,
hey,
so.
It's a big year. You should celebrate it.
Exactly. So with that, I think I'm going to – well, let me tell you first what the show is going to be about. That would always be good, wouldn't it? So anyway, so this week we're talking about bone health, osteoporosis. That's a – you know, affects – millions and millions of men and women out there, more women. But so we would just encourage you to stay tuned with us. There's so much great information on bone health. We'll talk about why actually drinking milk is actually deleterious or has adverse effects for your health in regards to bone health, or can be. They did a very, very large study with thousands and thousands of people and how milk can actually be problematic for you. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll, of course, talk about our Emerald Laboratories Osteo Bone Health Formula and why that's great. And we're just going to warn you right now, this could easily turn into a two-part show because there's so much information on bone health and how important it is. And I will tell you, I want you to have access to this Osteo Bone Health Formula. So I'm going to put a really, really deep discount on it so you can all get it really, really inexpensively.
Well, and please note, too, everybody out there listening, this is Dr. Mark Stangler, who's naturopathic MD. He's been in this industry for well over 15 years. He has a private practice in Encinitas. This is the exact formula he created for use in his clinic with his patients. So it's a clinical doctor's formula. You know, the pricing on these products is really already wonderful because a lot of doctor's lines out there, they just like overinflate the prices just because they work off the doctor's name, and then they're basically, they cost just an arm, a leg, and two teeth. And yeah, with these products, these are priced very, they make sense based on all of the clinical ingredients that we're using. But when you get these deep, deep discounts, it really helps. So it affects so many people. So,
well, as Mel said, since we're manufacturing this, you know, there's a little bit more margin in there for me, which makes it easier for me to discount deeper to you guys because, you know, we're buying all the raw materials, producing it here in our facility, and doing everything from, you know, buying of raw materials to finished goods. So that allows me to be able to give you guys better deals, and I'm happy to do that so you have access to these great products. So anyway, with that, I'm going to jump into my talking point this week. This is on acrylamide. Some of you might have heard of acrylamide. It's a I would consider a toxic ingredient found when you fry potatoes and things like that. And just some interesting information. So they write, whenever foods are heated sufficiently to produce browning by baking, toasting, or frying, asparagine in them can react with sugar to form acrylamide. Asparagine is an amino acid that the body can make from aspartic acid. When we eat too much protein, our body uses asparagine to make urea, which is then removed in our urine. If this does not happen, we can feel ill and experience symptoms including headaches, depression, confusion, and even psychoses. Acrylamide is also produced by burning tobacco from smoking, which, of course, I hope everybody out there knows smoking is not good for you, so you shouldn't do that. But anyway, if you do, we'll hope that you can stop doing that someday. My parents both smoked, and it was just rough. And
I shared probably the first 6 months into the show that I used to smoke, and it took a long time to quit, but I'm so glad I'm on the other side of that. So,
and yeah, actually, my quality assurance director, he used to smoke, and he quit. So you can do it. If you're a smoker, if you're committed, you can do it. And it's just, and I just tell it because my heart just bleeds because smoking is just, it's so hard on your body, and it's just something that I wish people would stop doing just because it's so hard on the body. But I'll continue. Almost 10 years ago, it was reported that acrylamide was a potential carcinogen, cancer-causing agent. Subsequent studies suggested that the levels seen in food were insufficient to be of concern, yet a few months ago, the European Chemical Agency added it to their list of substances of very high concern. And the Europeans sometimes have a little standards a little tighter than ours are. So items on this list cannot be used unless by special permission by the agency that oversees these things. With so many possible carcinogens in our modern environment, it would be good to reduce our exposure whenever possible. Fortunately, a number of substances show promise in reducing acrylamide levels. Taurine, which is a common amino acid you can buy at a health food store, it's very easy to get, is found in meat, seafood, and controversially, and even in energy drinks. When potatoes being prepared for French fries were immersed in a taurine solution before frying, the fries were almost completely free of acrylamide. That's a really simple solution.
Wow.
So other amino acids, including proline, tryptophan, glycine, and cysteine, have also been shown to reduce acrylamide levels. Proline and tryptophan were the most effective. Glycine and cysteine were less, but still halved the acrylamide levels. So, you know, just taurine alone, just soaking potatoes, if you're making fried foods at home, you know, obviously fast food won't do this for you. But if you want to make fried foods like French fries at home, you can do that and just soak them in some taurine and the acrylamide's gone. I mean, that's a huge benefit and just a simple solution for all of you. So anyway, but something to think about when you're eating fried foods out there.
I know, because you know what the reality is everybody likes fried foods.
I do. And it's just last night, I confess, we went out to dinner with my stepdad and I don't have burgers very often, but is this burger place? And I said, get a burger, I'm going to get some onion rings. And of course, I brought my supplements too, my fiber and probiotics, but it was delicious.
Well,
so.
And you really don't eat like that all the time. And you know, I'll repost that picture of all your supplements. So people really do understand that you walk the walk. So
yeah. It's really more about consistency in life. And then, you know, and then when you want to go enjoy those things, enjoy them and just have fun and enjoy it and don't feel guilty about it. But try and eat consistently good foods. Then when you go out and have those other foods, it's fine. You know, God gave us taste buds. It's okay. You know, but you don't want to live and breathe that stuff. So anyway, with that, we are definitely out of time. So we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And if you are just tuning in with us, we want to remind you, you can always go to www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com and you can get all of our archive shows there. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com, which is our company that sells all of the different brands, Emerald Laboratories, Fruitrients, Rainforest, and on goes the list. You can also connect to shopnaturalproducts.com. That's our internet partner affiliate where you can always buy our products at 25% below suggested retail price every day. So please check us out there if you want to. But Melody has her talking point, which is a really great talking point. It is a little bit long, but we both agreed it's such good information that even if it takes a large portion of the segment, we want to make sure that you get this information because there's so much good information on osteobone health out there.
We talk a lot about part of the reason why we're here is helping people to sort of naturally maximize their wellness through nutritional supplementation, you know, because basically, when you go to an allopathic physician, there's naturopathic physicians, there's allopathic physicians. Quite frequently, if you tell them a problem that you're having, you're going to walk out with a pharmaceutical prescription. And I went into the doctor's office and they were saying, so are you having any morning sickness? I said, oh, you know, I've had a little like sensitivity with my stomach, a little bit of nausea, but it's mostly sensitivity to smells. Well, do you want a medication for that? Like immediately they were ready to prescribe me medication.
Wow.
And you know, the problem is, and of course I refused it. I was like, no, I'm good, you know, but you know, of course I refused it. But the problem is that It is well known, even if you listen to any of these tons of commercials that they have on TV now, that there are tons of side effects to most of these pharmaceutical drugs, and some of them are actually worse than what you're trying to treat. So this is an extensive article, but it talks about the side effects of osteoporosis drugs can be far worse than brittle bones. So since their release, bisphosphonate drugs have also become associated with hypocalcemia, which is blood calcium levels that are too low, serious eye inflammation and possible blindness, severe musculoskeletal pain, stomach ulcers, particularly when taken together with anti-inflammatory drugs. And in this one, it says, in one study, 8% of participants taking Fosamax and 12% of those receiving the anti-inflammatory naprosyn developed stomach ulcers. But when the two drugs were taken in combination, the rate of stomach ulcers rose to a whopping 38%. This is important, yeah, and it's talking about, because it's really important because there's so many elderly, particularly women, that are likely to suffer from both arthritis and osteoporosis, which dramatically increases the likelihood of bisphosphonates and anti-inflammatory drugs being taken at the same time. There's also liver damage. So it says, although the mechanism is still unknown, researchers believe drugs like Fosamax may inhibit the synthesis of cholesterol in your level, in your liver, which may alter liver function. Regardless of the mechanism, if you're taking Fosamax or related bisphosphonate drugs, you need to be aware of the possibility of liver dysfunction, and your doctor should monitor you properly for it. Another risk is kidney failure, also known as renal failure. Arterial fibrillation. Women who've used Fosamax are nearly twice as likely to develop arterial fibrillation, the quivering of your heart's upper chambers, which is the most common kind of chronically irregular heartbeat. There was one study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine that found that it was associated with an 86% higher risk of arterial fibrillation compared to those who had never used the drug. And arterial fibrillation can cause palpitations, fainting, fatigue, or congestive heart failure, but can also lead to embolic strokes. So there's also thigh bone, which is your femur, fractures increase. So although you've only started hearing about this recently, the FDA asked Merck, which is the maker of that drug, to add information about the report of femur fractures to the medication's package insert back in 2008, and that's according to an ABC News report. 16 months later, they finally added it to the list of fine print side effects, but neither Merck nor the FDA had actually informed the doctors and patients of the newfound risk. So, you know, that's the other problem too. Like, as risks come up, sometimes people are not getting that information right away. So you could be taking this drug for a long time before, you know, it's discovered.
Well, it's almost too late, but I mean, it's not too late, but it's just so much of the damage gets done.
Yes. So, and it says, according to a recent report by a U.S. panel of experts reviewing the evidence of increased risk of unusual femur fractures, 94% of patients who had experienced a femur break had been on bisphosphonate drugs. Most of them had taken the drugs longer than 5 years. And more than half of those who broke their thigh bones had reported groin or thigh pain for a period of weeks or months before the fractures occurred. In addition, more than a quarter of patients who experienced atypical femur fractures in one leg experienced a fracture in the other leg as well, and that's according to the Canadian CTV reports. Osteochondrosis of the jawbone, which is jawbone death. Now, this is a serious condition that can also cause disfiguration as the bone in the jaw dies and begins to decay. Symptoms include jaw pain, infection, and loosening of the teeth, but some people experience no symptoms until they suddenly notice exposed bone. So if you've had teeth extracted or wear full dentures, you might actually be at greater risk. Interestingly, there was an animal study that was published in the June issue of Journal of Bone and Mineral Research that concluded that osteochondrosis of the jaw may involve the interaction between bisphosphonate drugs and vitamin D deficiency. As you see, optimizing your vitamin D levels is imperative for healthy bones, and this finding further strengthens that recommendation. Now, and then this really is a key point of this, and Rick, you're just going to have to keep me paying attention to our time because this is a long article.
It's great information.
It's a long article, but I was just like, I read this and I got all fired up. I'm like, we got to tell people this.
You know what? Since it's so long, I'm going to interject real quick here, just on vitamin D, because that's such a big issue. You know, it's for years that, you know, mainstream medicine has known that vitamin D deficiency is a huge issue because everybody's inside. People don't go outside nearly as much as they used to. But I just want everybody to be reminded, I personally and Dr. Stenger both take 12,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. And even though the range in your blood work is, I think, 30, I think it's milliliters per deciliter is the measurement in blood, but it's 30 to 100. Dr. Stenger says, look, if you're not over 50, that's your suboptimal. That's not good. So even though you're in the range in your blood work, Dr. Stenger's recommendation is you need to be over 50 on and the, you know, when the blood measurement. So, you know, and I think mine's about 60, but at 12,000 IUs. So people, they think, well, toxicity levels, oh, I'm just going to take 1,000. I can't tell you what you should take, but I'm telling you that's what I take. That's what Dr. Stenger takes. So you can take very heavy doses and you're still not even close to out of the range. So vitamin D is just one particular huge issue for people that you need to consider. And so when you're at the health food store, you know, check that out.
Yeah, and when he actually ran my blood work, that was the deficiency I was suffering from too. So I'm actually taking an extra 5,000 of D every day as well now. So, and that's in addition to the multi, which, you know, has all that good stuff in it. So,
and there's lots of things related to vitamin D deficiency. I mean, it's related to cancer. It's related certainly to bone health, but so many issues relate back to vitamin D. It's a very, very significant, simply dealt with issue in your life. So please consider that.
Before we run out of time, I think I can fit the rest of this in here. It talks about how osteoporosis drugs weaken rather than strengthen your bones over time. So it says it's important to realize that over time, these drugs will only worsen, not improve your condition, because all you're doing is fooling your body to produce a denser bone that is actually weaker, as evidenced by increasing rates of thigh bone fractures. It's ironic to say the least that these drugs prescribed to treat brittle bones and prevent fractures actually produce weaker bones and cause more unusual fractures that are exceedingly difficult to recuperate from. Healthy bones maintain their strength from a continual process of bone breakdown and bone rebuilding. Osteoclasts are the cells that break down bone, and osteoblasts are the cells that rebuild it. Healthy bone undergoes a dynamic process of cyclical removal of the unhealthy bone and replacement with new bone. This is how they remain strong. In osteoporosis, the net rate of bone resorption or breakdown exceeds the rate of bone formation, which results in a decrease in bone mass. But it's important to realize that Fosamax and similar drugs do not build any new bone. Rather, they are metabolic poisons that kill off your osteoclasts, which halts the normal bone repair process, since you now lack the cells that break down bone. Your bones will indeed get denser. However, denser bones are not stronger, which is in part why what they don't tell you. Eventually, your bones become weaker and more prone to fracture. In women who have been taking bisphosphonate-type drug for 5 or more years, their bones have literally lost the ability to regenerate, and this is why many may be faced with more brittle bones and fractures. And then just one last little note here. Unfortunately, osteoporosis drugs are now also increasingly prescribed to women with osteopenia, which is a natural thinning of the bones as you get older, even though no conclusive benefit has been found for this condition. So I get so aggravated when I hear about just being like thrown prescriptions and sometimes there's a place for them. But like Dr. Stengler, because he's an integrative medicine specialist, he works with people to find the natural solutions to help boost their body's own ability to function optimally before you resort to prescriptions. And even he has said sometimes there's a place for it, but that's not the first thing everybody should resort to. And that's really, in our country, primarily that's what we seem to do. So,
well, I'm not suggesting all drugs are bad, but I'm saying you need to exhaust all of the other options, in my opinion, before you go that route. Because there's side effects with drugs. Every single drug has side effects, you know, liver toxicity being one. Many, many side effects, a whole pages of side effects. So you just need to be very judicious and do your research and make your own best decisions. Take charge of your own health. So once again, we're out of time, so we'll be right back.
Let's face it, we live in a modern world of technology filled with computers, tablets, and smartphones, which is putting a greater demand on the overall health of our vision. Mix that with the normal aging process, and it's no wonder why vision problems are more prevalent than years past.
All-natural doctor-formulated Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories provides excellent support for those who want to maintain eye health and also those seeking macular support as they age. Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories is packed full of potent antioxidants and valuable nutrients that are vital for vision and retinal health. These nutrients cannot be produced by the body and are rarely consumed by the typical American diet. Therefore, supplementation is crucial. Many of the ingredients included in Vision Health have been used in studies for their role in supporting eye health. To learn more about Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Vision Health can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and before the break,
we're kind of making a little turn in the road here, but we talked about it over the break, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, just really exciting because we kind of get on tangents and we get like, stuck on something. We're like, oh, we really need to tell people about this, and that's kind of what we're going to be doing this segment. But I do want to remind any of you who are just tuning in, if you've missed any part of the show, we've been focusing on osteoporosis, and the focus is also going to be... we are going to get a little bit to the Emerald Laboratories Osteobone Health by Dr. Mark Stangler, but Rick has some other input he wants to give you guys. If you missed any part of the show, you can listen to the archive at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's where all of our archives are, and that will also funnel you to ultralaboratories.com, which is purely informational about our products that we manufacture, and also shopnaturalproducts.com, our web affiliate that sells every product we make. These are really good products, and there's so many people that suffer from osteoporosis.
We're going to take just a little bit of a detour because Melody was talking about bone health drugs, osteoporosis drugs that doctors prescribe, and all the issues related with that in segment two. And one of those issues was liver health. And every single prescription med that you take has liver health as a toxic side effect, because you have to keep in mind these prescription meds are not natural molecules. They are foreign substances in the body. The body views them as such, and they have to be detoxified through the liver. People talk to me about, well, why you take all those pills? You know, I take, 120 plus pills a day. And I say, you have to remember, these are food supplements. You know, so they say, well, how do you take all those? Isn't there conflicts and this and that? And I go, well, do you eat your food that way? Well, I can't eat my broccoli with my carrots and my meat, because these are food supplements. But when you talk about prescription medications, they are foreign in the body. So liver toxicity is a really, really significant issue when taking meds. So I would like to talk about our Emerald Laboratories liver health, because this is related for any of you, those of you out there that might be taking Fosamax or some drug related to your bone health. So, and we're not suggesting you shouldn't take that drug. That's a decision you need to make for yourself. But if you are, you need to be aware and concerned about your liver and the toxic side effects. So anyway, Emerald Laboratories liver health, there's a lot of different components to this formula, but one of the big keys in any liver formula is the the milk thistle extract. And then the active constituent found in milk thistle extract is the silymarin. Then that breaks down in different isomers, which I'll talk about in a minute. What you need to remember is that the research that was done on extracts like milk thistle extract, like ginkgo biloba extract, like bilberry extract and grapeseed extract and turmeric extract, the research on these extracts all pretty much originated in Europe, whether it be, well, a lot of it in Germany, actually, but some in Italy, some in Germany. But the Europeans are very, very meticulous about how these products are extracted. In fact, these extracts are considered drugs in Europe, and that's not how we view them here in the United States. But much of the milk thistle extract in our current health food world comes out of Asia, largely out of China. And China, I've talked about this before, but China does not have anywhere near the same strict extraction methodologies that the Europeans do. So we strictly use European extracts when we're talking about milk thistle, ginkgo, grapeseed, bilberry, these things. We only use extracts from Europe. And trust me, they cost quite a bit more than the extracts from China. And what's really sad in this industry, the extracts in a GMP, as Melody talked about earlier, that means good manufacturing practices for a contract manufacturer. The Chinese extracts, they will pass through the laboratory testing methodologies because what's called the testing methodology is called the USP National Formulary. That's what the FDA accepts. It doesn't really talk about the solvents that are used in the extraction process. It also doesn't consider the methodologies. It just considers the end chain product. And so the problem is it'll pass through the lab. So it's like, oh, FDA says that's fine. Well, it doesn't consider as the main issue being the solvents that were used in the extraction process. So in the European extraction methodologies, they only can use class 3 solvents in the, which are very innocuous. You know, that could be things like ethanol or water. But the Chinese are using often class 1 solvents, which all happen to be carcinogenic. So they all are cancer-causing. So I don't know about you, but I really don't want solvents that are carcinogenic in the things that I'm consuming. So anyway, so we use something called super silymarin milk thistle extract. We use 250 milligrams per serving, which is 3 capsules, because that's what the therapeutic dosing level is as outlined by the Germans in what's called the German Commission E monographs. Sometimes companies will play games. You won't get the right dosing or certainly won't get the right extract. But that's really key to be able to give your liver good health. And I can tell you, I take this formula every day. And not that I have liver issues. I don't take meds. I don't think I've ever taken a med in my life. Every once in a while, I might take an aspirin, but that's like maybe once in 2 years. The other day, I had a headache in my office. I said, why don't you take an aspirin? Because I had like mucus in my head. I was getting sick. And I said, no. She goes, well, why don't you take one? I go, no, I don't need it. I like to just take the natural approach whenever I can. But sometimes it gets really bad, but that's rare. I don't get headaches very often. So that's the milk thistle extract. And then we also have alpha lipoic acid in here, which is also helpful for liver health. And then there's many other ingredients in here, which I'm going to let Melody talk about, especially for that lady out there that thinks Melody's so great, you know, since I'm the other guy. So anyway,
me and the other guy.
So this is just for you. This is the other guy signing off, right, at least for now.
One of the ingredients in here is something that appears in basically all of the Emerald formulas where inflammation can be an issue that is a contributing factor to health problems for whatever it is you're taking. So liver health, inflammation's an issue. It's also in cardio health. It's in osteobone health. And that is the Mariva turmeric root extract. Now, a lot of people take turmeric for inflammation, and it's been taken for years and years and years. But what the studies have indicated is that a lot of it really does not survive the gut, the stomach acid. And so a lot of that gets destroyed, and you're not really absorbing as much as you're taking. Basically, Mariva is produced by a company that has this specialized process that actually encapsulates it in a phospholipid, which serves as a protective shuttle and makes it actually 29 times more absorbable or bioavailable than standard turmeric. It actually protects the integrity of the raw ingredient. So you get 29 times more anti-inflammatory benefit from the Mariva form. It totally is phenomenal. So, you know, that's in the liver health, it's in the osteobone health, it's in the joint health, it's in the cardio health. So this is a fantastic ingredient. You know, in this formula also, there is N-acetylcysteine, and that protects the liver from acetaminophen toxicity and acute liver failure. There's also taurine, which prevents prevents liver disease. And then there's also artichoke extract standardized on 5% Cinnarin, which is in the clinical dose of 250 milligrams. And this actually really supports the biliary system. It actually promotes the flow of bile. And, you know, the bile that your liver produces helps to remove dangerous toxins and digest fats. And then artichokes also contain silymarin as well, which, you know, as Rick was saying, it is liver protective as well. So this formula is really just a very complete formula to support the overall health and wellness of your liver. And of course, if your liver is not functioning properly, then your overall health and wellness in general is not going to be doing so hot.
Anybody out there that's on a prescription med, if it was me, I would be taking this liver health formula because you have liver toxicity. I mean, that's just a side effect. It's just well established. So something you should consider. And I was going to mention earlier, the super silymarin milk thistle extract, there are 6 isomers that are present under the 80% silymarin. And I can tell you, any silymarin that I've ever seen out of China, they never test for these 6 isomers. And the Europeans say, you must test for and make sure these 6 isomers are present. And just for those of you that are fact gatherers, those would be silybinin A, silybinin B, isosilybinin A, isosilybinin B, silycristin, and silydianin. Those are the 6 isomers that are present and found in a properly extracted silymarin extract. So anyway, really, really something significant when it comes to taking meds and in relation to bone health. I did want to mention earlier, I talked a little bit about milk and the issues with milk. But anyway, there was a 12-year study of more than 77,000 women, and it found that those who drank more than 14 glasses of milk a week, that's just 2 a day, had a 45% more hip fractures and compared to women who consumed 1 glass a week or less. So 14 compared to 1, but almost half, you know, 45% more hip fractures. So obviously there's an issue with milk. In fact, I'll just read this. Mark Singler writes, "It may surprise you to learn that countries where people drink the most milk are also those with the highest rates of osteoporosis. This may be due to the fact that lactose intolerance and casein, the protein found in cow's milk, allergy are very common and can lead to malabsorption. Also, calcium from cow's milk is not well absorbed at a rate of 25%. Milk products lead to other health problems as well, so don't rely on them as a source of calcium. Unsweetened cultured yogurt is an exception." So yogurt could be something you might consider. But that was really interesting to me. And so many people, oh, you kids, oh, gotta drink enough milk. It's like, that is not the issue and certainly is not the answer. You know, our kids have always consumed rice milk since they were very young. And there were other ways we had to get them the calcium through supplementation, you know, dark leafy green vegetables. And that was a little bit challenging when they were young because their teeth are very soft. And so we had to really amp up their calcium. But milk is definitely not the answer. So just some good and interesting information. And when we come back from break, we'll shift back to osteobone health and osteoporosis. But with that, we are out of time. So we'll be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns. So we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Always real, always unscripted. Today, Rick and I have been talking to you about the issues associated with osteoporosis, how those drugs can affect your liver, things that you can do for the health of both your liver and your bones. And if you've missed any part of this show, please tune in to crossroadsofhealthradio.com, where you can find all the archives to all of our past shows. And it'll link you also to shopnaturalproducts.com, where they actually carry every product that we make. Now, Rick, I know you've got some more good information that connects to the osteoporosis issue.
Yeah, this kind of relates back to your talking point a little bit, where you talked about osteoclasts and osteoblasts, but it drills down a little bit more. This is written by John Lee. He's a medical doctor. He did a lot of work on, he talked about estrogen dominance and progesterone, the importance of progesterone in relation to bone health specifically. So I just want to read some excerpts from his book because it's such helpful. Well, it was such helpful information for me, so hopefully it will be for you. So he writes, bone-forming cells, osteocytes, differentiate into osteoclasts and osteoblasts, as Melody mentioned earlier. Osteoclast cells continually travel through bone tissue looking for older bone, previously mineralized and in need of renewal. Osteoclasts resorb or dissolve away such bone, leaving tiny unfilled spaces called lacunae behind. Then osteoblasts move into these spaces and produce new bone. This astounding process of continual resorption by osteoclasts and new bone formation by osteoblasts is called remodeling, and it is the mechanism for the remarkable repair abilities and the continuing strength of our bones. At any stage in life, one's bone status is a product of the balance between these two functions of bone resorption and new bone formation. If the two processes are in balance, bone mass and bone strength remain constant. Bone strength being key, as Melody mentioned earlier, bone mass is not always the end-all, you know, issue. You know, you have to have bone strength to go with that. So during the years of our major skeletal growth, osteoblast-mediated new bone formation dominates. During one's post-pubertal years, the processes are usually balanced. Osteoporosis is a bone mass loss as a result of osteoclast dominance, i.e., more osteoclast-mediated bone resorption than osteoblast-mediated new bone formation. Decreased bone mass may also result from deficiencies of a variety of other essential factors, i.e. calcium, vitamin D, etc. When this occurs, it is variously referred to as rickets, osteomalacia, or the more generic osteopenia. Now, the next part is really interesting because it relates hormones to these issues. And although this is not conclusive, but he talks about the receptor sites in the osteoclast and osteoblast. So just to read a little bit more so you kind of understand how this relates. Present evidence suggests that estrogen's actions regarding bone are related solely to the osteoclast mediation of bone resorption. Monologas reported that the lack of estrogen stimulates production of interleukin-6, which stimulates growth of osteoclasts, thus increasing bone resorption. There is no convincing evidence of estrogen receptors in osteoblasts. So, on the other hand, Pryor has presented the evidence that progesterone does have receptors in osteoblasts and is more likely, therefore, to affect new bone formation. Further, several small studies have shown modest bone benefit, though less than from natural progesterone.
progesterone from the use of synthetic progestins. From the available evidence, several deductions can be made. Estrogen retards osteoclast-mediated bone resorption. Natural progesterone stimulates osteoblast-mediated new bone formation. So there's a direct relationship between estrogen and progesterone in relation to how it works with osteoclasts and osteoblasts. And as Melody said, the drugs cause the osteoclasts to die off. But then we know from the meats that we consume, most women do not have enough progesterone, so they're not stimulating the osteoblasts to give your bones the strength that they need to fill in those lacunae, those spaces. So, you know, we're very careful in our house about the hormones that we consume, the meats we consume, because cows, we talked about that, how they shuffle estrogens to cause them to retain water and store fat when you buy the meat, all those things. So there's a lot of tie-ins here. But just being careful about, you know, eating foods with pesticides, which have estrogenic compounds, and meats that are shuffle hormones, that's a big issue in our house. So hopefully that can be helpful to you. But with that, we are out of time for the osteo issues of the show. We need to do the getting to know you. And then please stay tuned with us next week, because we have so much more information about this issue to talk to you about, not the least of which is all the formula specifics of osteobone health.
I know, this has been such a fun show, but because it just led us down this little trail. But, you know, if you have been listening to this show and you or somebody that you love could use the osteobone health or the liver health,
I want you guys to have access to these products. So please consider that. We're here to help you. And if these things can be helpful to you through natural means, that's where my heart really beats. So
shopnaturalproducts.com. So, Rick, why did we choose this week's code?
We were talking about playground antics, things you used to do in the
schoolyard,
like
games.
Elementary school, you know. So we're just talking about that. It's kind of interesting. But, you know, I grew up, well, fifth and sixth grade. Yeah, we moved around a lot before then. But it was this school I went to, and there was no grass. It was all just asphalt. And I remember back then, a lot of you probably remember, you had like, Melody reminded me, you had the four square court, you had the dodgeball court with the wall in the middle, you had the kickball court, and then they had the bars that you could do all the little gymnastics things on. And I always thought that was so cool, doing the little flips on the bars, putting your leg over it and spinning around. And I was reminded of one other thing. I remember I used to see kids, for lunch, you get the French fries with the little ketchup packets. And I saw this kid, he was stepping on it and squirting the ketchup out. And I thought, man, that's a really cool idea. I little boy in fifth grade, I want to try that. So it never seemed to work well for me. So I got this ketchup thing. I was on the cement wall. I had it all lined up. I was going to smash my foot. So I get on it, smash my foot. Of course, it doesn't squirt out the front. It squirts out the side. And in those days, I had my green corduroy pants. Ooh. And I remember a big red splotch right on my green corduroy pants. But anyway, those were kind of some of my playground antics and playtime out there.
Well, I was a huge fan of Foursquare. I didn't like dodgeball. I did not like dodgeball.
I didn't either.
I wasn't very coordinated. I used to get hit all the dang time.
And I couldn't,
ball.
You know, if you caught it, then you were safe. But I couldn't catch it.
I was always too, you know, I was just too afraid of getting hit. That was the problem. I was paying too much attention to not getting hit in order to be like, you know, offensive. I was being defensive. So but I loved the monkey bars. Like, I literally was up in the nurse's office at least once a week getting my hands taped up for blisters that were popping open. And in fact, I think there's still like remnants of the calluses still on my hand.
Melody's pointing to her hands because you all can't see that either.
Yeah, I know.
We talk with our hands.
Yeah, apparently, yes. We're very interactive. This is great conversation for radio, Rick. Right, we're just using our hands.
Can't you all see?
So, yeah, but I used to love playing on the monkey bars. I was just such a frequent flyer on the monkey bars. I didn't even care. If I had a Band-Aid on my hands, I'd go right back out there. And I remember we had sand below our monkey bars. And we did have a grass area, but all the asphalt games were also there. So I used to put my hands in the sand and get my hands all sandy so it would, like, keep them kind of powdery,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, there you go.
I wanted to be Nadia Comaneci when I was a kid. I saw her powder her hands. I was going to powder my hands. It didn't help, though. So I still ended up with open blisters all the time.
With that, we're so glad and so thankful that you've tuned in with us. Please stay tuned. Well, for next week, tune back in again for the second half of osteoporosis and bone health.
Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time.